Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. Today, we're going to highlight the USC Trojans. They come in number four on 100 Yards of Football college football preview list this season. And then we're going to highlight their star quarterback, Caleb Williams, the 2022 Heisman Trophy winner. So if you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Jeremiah Long, for making it happen this morning. The young man on the screen, Caleb Williams, quarterback, the mighty USC Trojans, California IA, the city of Compton. Boy, 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 did that young man last year come onto the scene. But I'm going to tell you about Caleb Williams first before I talk about the USC football team. You always look at a player and you think about the journeys they've had in life. And you think about Caleb Williams. He signed with Oklahoma, right? And then he had to wait his time because he had Spencer Rattler there, who was a highly rated five-star quarterback. And you go back that this young man in his freshman year didn't really get a chance until the rivalry game against Texas, and he came off the bench. And you think about when he came into that football game, he played at a high level. And I said to myself, man, where is this gentleman coming from? Then I think about he's out of the Washington, D.C. area. And you're thinking about Washington, D.C. produces football players at this high level. Because it's really a basketball city. When you think about the D.C. guys that came out there that's played very well at a high level in the NBA. Kevin Durant, Michael Beasley, Adrian Dantley, Muggsy Bogues, Reggie Williams, David Wingate. So you're thinking about a football player this magnitude coming out of D.C. But, man, he put on a show against Texas, and the rest is history. And then I remember his freshman season, that Oklahoma State game. Boy, he put on the show. And I remember that game, he had like a 70-yard run. And I said, you know what? This gentleman right here, when you look at college football quarterbacks, this guy might be the next big thing that's on a long line of not only great college football quarterbacks, but African-American quarterbacks that's played this game. Then the situation is head coach gets a job at USC. And I said, oh, my God. He's going to go out there to the City of Angels, Hollywood, the highest level any college football player can play at, and at a school that's famously known for producing them out of there. But then when I think about Caleb Williams and I look at his skill set, and me being 62 years old, I think about all the great African-American quarterbacks that I've seen play in my day on the college level. From Warren Moon when he was at the University of Washington, Michael Vick when he was at Virginia Tech, Joe Street Gilliam, who I seen play at 10 years old at Tennessee State, Tony Robinson. He got a lot of Tony Robinson that I seen play at the University of Tennessee in 1985 out of Tallahassee, Florida, Leon High School. Then I think about Gilbert Renfro at Tennessee State. Then I think about Roy Coleman at Ole Miss. Then I think about Eddie McShane at Georgia Tech. Then I think about Rodney Peete at USC. Then I think about the great Jimmy Jones at USC. Think about the 1970 game, September 12, 1970. USC comes down to Birmingham, Alabama, and they beat the brakes off Alabama. And Jimmy Jones was over the center from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, same hometown as Michael Parsons. Then you think about Vince Evans. Then I think about Doug Williams at Grambling, James Harris at Grambling, Marlon Briscoe at Omaha University, Lloyd Patterson at Memphis State, Randall Cunningham at ULV, Kevin Murray when he was at Texas A&M, Kyler Murray's father, Walter Lewis when he was at Alabama, Arby McMullen when I was at the University of Arkansas. I saw him run that very the University of Houston along with Danny Davis. Kendrick Holloway at Tennessee, Cornelius Green at Ohio State, Dennis Franklin at Michigan. This gentleman right here, he is in that group of great African-American quarterbacks that have stepped on the soil and playing college football. And he's doing it at two major schools. But think about this, though. He gets to USC, all the pressure of coming to that school. Seven Heisman Trophy winners. Mike Garrett, O.J. Simpson, Lynn Swan, Sam the Bam Cunningham, Richard Batman Wood, A.G. Anthony Davis, man, Anthony Munoz, Bruce Matthews, Reggie Bush, Mike Leonard, Brian Cushing. Think about all those great players. Carson Palmer, Charles White, Ronnie Lott, Dennis Smith, California Yae, and what that gentleman do last year. 42 touchdowns in the air, 457 yards passing. He added another 10 touchdowns on the ground. He led USC to 11-1 record. And if he wouldn't have hurt his hamstring in the first quarter in that Pac-12 championship game against Utah, it would have been a different story. But he's got a football team. He's coming into this year, as I told you, they come in number four on our list here, 100 yards of football. And it's a very talented USC football team. The Trojans this year are going to be more explosive than they did on offense. And Caleb Williams is going to have an opportunity to be the first two-time Heisman Trophy winner in 50 years since Archie Griffin did it in 74 and 75. He's got Marshawn Lloyd coming from South Carolina. Had injuries in South Carolina, but let me tell you something. He averaged 5.2 yards a carry, and he had 9 touchdowns on the ground. I guarantee you, in that USC offense with Caleb Williams, he's going to be must-see TV. Then they got Dorian Singer. Last year, first 10 All-Pac-12, 66 receptions, over 1,000 yards receiving. Then they got Brendan Rice coming back, Jerry's baby. Then they got Tar Washington coming back. Then they got Mario Williams. But they got the best tight end in the country to join that offense in Deuce Robinson. They're going to be an offense that Caleb Williams and the Trojans. You think about when Matt Liner was there with Reggie Bush, Dwayne Jarrett, Lindell White, and Kerry Colbert. Think about that offense going to another level. They're going to be one of the top three offenses in the country. For USC to get over the top, it's going to be all about their defense. All about their defense. Last year, they gave up 93 points in the last two games. So there was problems there. But I like what Lincoln Riley and the Trojans have done from a defensive side of the ball. They went out and got the Bear Man, who was a very mainstay on Georgia National Championship team in 2022. Don't really get upset when I say this, Georgia fans, but y'all lost probably the next great D lineman, and now he's going to be playing with the USC Trojans. Then they got Kyon Byers coming over from Arizona. Then they got Marshall Cobb, outstanding linebacker, coming over from Oklahoma State. Then they got Christian Roland Wallace coming from Arizona. I guarantee you that Trojans defense is going to be a lot better. And then when you think about it, they got two players that are really outstanding football players. Kalen Bullock, who I think is going to be a first-team All-American this year. Last year, starting to make an 87 tackles, 7 interceptions, 8 pass breakups, and Eric Gentry. 6 ticks, 220. Can I say George Webster? Michigan State, 1966. Last year, he had 50 tackles, 1 interception. So when you look at Caleb Williams and this USC football team and himself personally, this is a football team. I think if they defense improve just a little bit and be in the middle of the pack nationally, the Trojans are going to come out of the Pac-12, and I promise you they're going to be playing in the college football playoffs. And this gentleman right here has got a chance in 50 years to be a legitimate back-to-back Heisman Trophy winner. The schedule is tough, no question about it. But this man right here, there's something about him. When I talk about all these great quarterbacks, and even on the level right now, Patrick Mahomes is playing at a high level in the NFL, and Lamar Jackson. You think about this young man right here. He could be the best that ever played this game on any level. I'm putting a stamp on it. Caleb Williams, USC. Must see TV this year. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Jeremiah Long. To the team at 100 Yards Football, Brooklyn, New York in the house, Mr. Ronnie Keebler. My man, Go Noles, Florida State University, Atlanta Falcons, Bobby Butler. To the gentleman who makes it very, very grateful for me on every Wednesday, Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you, sir. And to the great voice, Mr. Mark Denham, a.k.a. Mark Bass. Thank you. And to a gentleman that's really been a real great blessing to 100 Yards Football over the last 2 months, coming out of Grambling, Louisiana, Ruston, Louisiana, Southern baseball great, Mr. Jim Maryland. Enjoy 100 Yards Football. And my final words about Caleb Williams, California, YA, the city of angels, the city of Compton, Venice Beach, star in the making, John Wayne 2, Caleb Williams. Y'all be blessed here. Oh, 100 Yards of Football.